Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
To Literal Nonsense with your hosts, Nala and Luno.
Pretty much. These animals don't leave me alone,
no,
ever.
They don't.
Ever. Oh, here comes the third one. You go away. You don't even like hanging out normally. Oh my god. The animals are just... Okay. Everyone's laying down. Every animal.
With special guest Rosie.
Oh my god, it like...
No, we're missing Solara and Yeezy, so...
The fact that I have more that you keep naming is sick. I have too many pets. Whatever. So we are back actually in a weekly fashion. Look at us. We've turned a page. We are doing so good. And we're here for part two of Powerless. I put my dust jacket back on.
I don't have my book today.
That's okay. So yeah, part two of Powerless. So part two, I actually am organized this week. I even have a little sticky note. Part two is chapter 33. There's like an epilogue, but I'll just give you the actual chapter number. So, 33 through...
the end of the book.
Chapter 68, which is pages 277 through like 494 when all is said and done and the bullshit is, you know, bonus chapters, fucking epilogues. It's like 500 fucking pages.
The ending of this book actually, like, really just...
Ooh, I'm so happy you know what happened now.
Like, wow.
And now we're doing it together, because now I haven't read more than this.
Yeah.
Alright, so we ended off last episode, and the first trials were complete. They are done. Now, we kind of forgot to mention this. Not a huge deal, but... because not...
She's pulling the SJM.
Yeah,
she's killing them off and bringing them back.
Exactly. So at the end of the first trial, Kit and Kai's cousin Jax, the one guy makes an illusion that it's him, and Kai throws like a throwing star, and it's actually Jax, and he's like bleeding out. Did you think he was really gonna die?
I was hoping he was gonna die.
I was hoping, just for, like, dramatic effect.
Yeah, I agree.
Because
that would have fucked him up.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, I just want Kai to be as emotionally ripped apart.
Fucked up.
As possible.
That's kind of messed up, but,
No, I agree.
I also thought that Jax was, like, the perfect character to, like, do that with, because you could tell that Kai has such, like, pure... like, feelings for his cousin Jax.
Right.
And, like, Jax is such, like, a good kid. He's a kid.
Right.
You know, like, he's so young, has his whole life ahead of him. He's goofy, but, you know, he's just, like, that golden retriever.
And I think, like, what you were just saying, like, Jax as opposed to Kit, I think he has nothing but good feelings for Kit, but he's also, like, not resentful of Kit himself, but resentful of, like...
their roles.
Yeah, like, he's, like... you were trained in politics and stuff, and, like, our dad tortured me and made me kill people.
From the time I was, like, 10 years old.
Right. So, like, Jax, I feel like, is, yeah, like you said, there's, like, no complex feelings. It's just pure
love.
Right. So if he killed him by accident.
Mm-hmm.
I also didn't think that he was gonna stay dead. I was like, oh, shit, like, when it happened. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, let's see what happens. And then... he didn't die. Long story short, Kai runs to, like, the edge of the crowd and, like, finds a healer, takes on the power, heals him. I like Jax, so, like, I didn't mind, but I think that would have been...
I felt like he wasn't... like, he's not a main character. He's definitely a side character, but, like, he's a little bit still, like, not as important.
Right.
So, like, I felt like she could have gotten away with it if she just killed him right then and there.
Yeah. I agree. And I feel like we're gonna talk, obviously... kind of spoiler, there's another big death at the end of this book. I think it would have been sick if she came in.
Who, Payden?
well, this author.
Oh, okay.
And, like, killed Jax and that person. Like, why not fucking kill all of them?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, you like, know, like, I get it.
I need these people to be emotionally scarred as possible.
Like, listen, I'm glad there was one death in the book, like, an actual death.
At least there was, like, one major one.
But I'm down for more. Young adult, who fucking cares?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, like, well, if you're a young adult reading this, that might be a little traumatic for you.
But, like, we were okay, first of all,
well, we were reading sidebar, the Hunger Games at, like, 10 years old.
I read the Hunger Games, I remember 7th and 8th grade, like, that was, like, distinctly, like, I remember.
Yeah.
I was a little bit later. That was, like, when
I
was, like,
gonna say, because I was young when I read it.
Catching up steam. But I read Twilight in 5th grade.
Okay, but see, that's the opposite. I didn't read Twilight until, like, 8th grade.
I mean, I read Twilight then every 2 years for the rest of my life. Like, I, like, just keep doing it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I can't wait until we cover that. That's gonna be just...
killer.
Feral. Anyways. Okay, so that was how part one ended. The first trial is complete. So now, going off, like, the next thing, all the trials follow the same format. They have little interviews, they have the ball, they have the next trial, and there's three trials. So, okay, so I wanted to mention this part. I was thinking about it as I was reading. So they all get together and they watch the trials.
Okay, so this I thought was very strange.
Agreed. But also when they're doing
like, it makes sense, but, like, it was weird.
And, like, they're watching it, right? But, like, that to me was so... First of all, it's strange in itself.
Yeah.
It was so Hunger Games to me that I couldn't even, like...
I know.
...get past it. Like, they're rewatching it, whatever, and, like...
the highlights.
Same thing. They don't show when Kai buries the girl and puts flowers on her grave. Yeah. Just like they didn't show with Rue.
Yes.
Like, you know, their victory tour?
Yes.
It was so that.
Oh my god, now that you say that, yeah.
And then when, like, that girl dies or whatever, and they all do whatever fucking symbol for Ilya, like, over their hearts.
Yeah.
It was, like, super, like, Mockingjay. But, like, I just was... It was, like, a little too Hunger Games for me.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I don't remember all of that in Hunger Games until you just said it, and then it's, like, popped back in my head, and now that you say that, I'm like, oh, shit, yeah.
And also, valid. When we reread it in a month or so, we're gonna be like, this is crazy.
Yeah, but I thought, like, my initial reaction was when I was reading it, and they're all sitting together, just, like, everyone's just, like, watching the first trial. I was nervous, actually. So, like, I thought the whole thing was weird in general, but I was, like, actually nervous for Peyton and Kai because I was like, holy shit, the king is going to see everything they did.
Well, that was, even when it was happening in the moment and they're having these conversations about, like, yeah, my dad fucked me up, I was like, you know, people, like, the sights are, why are we just talking about this?
Yeah, I was very confused. Mm-hmm. And, like, he knew there was a sight there, but she didn't. Remember when they were dancing again? Like,
I do wonder in retrospect, because those chapters were her point of view. I do wonder if a sight didn't come, like, it was there before Peyton realized, but I wonder when he was saying things if they weren't there yet.
Gotcha.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? That was kind of my, like, rationale behind it.
I mean, like, okay. Yeah.
That was my only, like, potential, because he can sense powers.
Yeah, that's true.
So he could be, like, literally made a conversation and be aware.
Yeah.
If they're just dancing, he doesn't give a fuck if someone shows up. He's like, whatever.
Yeah, it's not like,
I think he would be smarter. Yeah, I think that he would be smarter than to, like, talk shit
about his father, dad. The king.
Yeah.
As the future enforcer.
So I was also nervous in the trials and rewatching it, but then when that wasn't a plot point, I was like, that's fine with me. Like, it checks out. Like, he probably just had awareness.
Yeah.
And I was cool with that. But I also had the same thought.
Yeah. Well, probably we're gonna say something else, and I can't remember about watching trials. I just thought it was interesting how, because, like, the trials are different this year, and, like, they're supposed to be so that, like, Kai wins, and, like, Kai isn't winning
anything.
Kai doesn't win any of the trials, right?
No. I think it's the last one. I don't even know.
No, I don't. Technically, I don't think he wins any of them.
Right. Which will. We'll talk about it, because that's, I think, why Peyton is such an issue. You know?
It's kind of like a dumpster fire, now that I think about it.
The whole thing is fucked up. Yeah. Okay, so...
let's move on.
Before the next ball, her and Kit are, like, walking through the gardens, and basically he's like, tell me, like, what... like, he's like, be honest with me. And she's, like, shitting on him, and she's like, you don't know anything about your kingdom. which is the typical.
Yeah,
you don't know your people.
Yeah, exactly. That, like, whole trope, like, you know, you're gonna rule, but you should know, like, the people who are starving in the slums, like...
Correct.
I slept on the floor, you know, pulling in that, like, ethos.
And I'm not minding this vibe with her and Kit. This is, like, their relationship...
Or is it pathos?
Maybe pathos. So I think either one. Like, it applies. I think
Latin's
it works.
Not my strong suit.
Yeah, that's not our strong suit whatsoever. But I feel like her budding relationship with Kit, I'm, like, beginning to, like, understand. Like, he's happy that she's just real.
Yeah, I think that's, at the end of the day, I think that's what is drawing him to her.
I don't get his, like, initial intrigue, to be honest. Like, why?
Yeah, that whole thing was so stupid.
But, like, now I'm, like, I could see.
But, like, also, too, kind of, she's not being real. She's not real at all. She's kind of, she's... majorly lying to both of them.
Oh, okay, so let's talk about this. So, I don't even know when necessarily, like, timeline-wise it happens, but let's talk about the resistance.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, a while before the first trial, I think Peyton ends up, like, stealing from, like, this younger boy, and, like, in his... The kid is, like, guarding his pocket, and so Peyton immediately is like, what's in the pocket, you know? So she basically lifts, like, a note from him, and it's saying, like, a meeting house, and it's her old house where she lived before her father died. And then she's at the castle, and that kid is there, like, as a servant.
Yeah.
So she's kind of like, what the fuck? So she slips off in the night to the house, and guess who opens the fucking door? The soldier who's her bodyguard. What's
Lenny.
His name? Lenny, yeah.
The ginger.
And Lenny's like, oh, I was wondering when you were going to show up. Like,
right.
What? So, long story short, there's this resistance full of ordinaries and the other people who were banished. What are they?
Oh, the Fatals?
The Fatals, yeah. And apparently there's, like, little different sections. You know, it's like a giant club, basically, in for each part of the city.
And they just want, like, they tell Peyton they just want... to all live in peace. It's not fair they're being killed, all this stuff.
Yeah, they don't want to take over or anything. They just want to be able to live. Which, I mean, yeah.
Also, they're saying this to her, and I, even when they were kind of, like, selling her on joining the club, I was like, is that really...
Yeah, I was mad.
Are you not going to be violent? Don't believe you. Because you're angry. They're killing you. So, like...
And you have no powers to defend yourself.
Whenever there's a peaceful protest, I don't know. I'm skeptical. I don't believe anyone. So, basically, long story short, they say, we want, at the last trial, to sneak into the bowl arena and tell the world that we are here.
Yeah.
And all this stuff. So, we need you to use Kit and find out where this tunnel is, how to get into it, and get us into this tunnel. Like, you have him in your pocket. You gotta help us.
Yeah.
So that's what Hallie was just saying, that she's not being honest with Kit, is because she has this whole ulterior motive.
Yeah, and for, like, a couple weeks, I think it is, right? She's, like, just hanging out with Kit, whatever, and trying to figure out a way to, like, bring, like, the secret tunnels into the conversation. And I think that wraps up in the point where she tells him, like, you need to...
see your people.
See your people, and then, lo and behold, Kit shows her the secret passage into, like, the bowl. And she's like, well... guess I got that figured out, and he has, like, the one key that opens the door, so now she's like, okay, well, now I have to get the key.
But here's my thing, which is interesting, I think, with this whole dynamic. Uh-huh. He's starting to be real with her. She does feel guilty, like, she says it pretty constantly, that she's like, I feel really bad. Mm-hmm. But also, it's weird because she's not being real with him, right? In the sense of, she wants to bring him to the slums just to find out where this tunnel is, kind of deal.
Yeah.
But what she's saying isn't false. She does really believe that he could be a good king.
Mm-hmm.
She does really believe that he should see his people. So it's like, she's being real, but it's just supporting her motive. But I think it's, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's not, it's not like she doesn't believe in this and doesn't care about
that. But she's
not,
she's only telling half-truths. That's what it is.
Yeah.
She's not lying. She's not, she's withholding information.
Right.
Which, to me... you're still lying.
Oh, 100%. I'm just saying it's weird how she was able to, like, use her true beliefs to...
yeah. I mean, she's kind of killing, like, two birds with one stone.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Which I was like, good for you,
yeah, good
bitch.
For you. But...
I mean, you know, whatever.
I was... okay, we can talk about that later, though.
So, I just feel like her relationship with Kit, it's not, like, overly wholesome or not wholesome, but I feel like they're budding, and it's, like, kind of cute... they're really getting to, like, quote-unquote, genuinely get to know each other.
That's the thing, yeah.
Now, her and Kai, the tension's just building sexually. Yeah,
they're just...
not smutting it up, because they're not doing anything.
They're just, like, fire and water, you know? Like. Just...
But the one scene that, like, I also, like, noted to myself was their, like, archery thing. When she was, like...
Yeah. Okay, Katniss.
Just, like, no, the sexual tension.
So crazy.
For not even having, like, kissed yet.
Kai is smooth. He is a sweet talker. I think he's more of a sweet talker than, like, any of the other ones that we've read, like, in fantasy books.
I debate this. And I agree. Oh. Well, no, I agree with you. I feel like sometimes he gives the vibe of, like, he's saying what you want to hear. And I'm like, you're kind of corny for that. But, like, also not. Like, I like it, but I'm also, like, sometimes I'll, like, roll my eyes at, like, one of his, like, poetic things he says.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Because sometimes it's, like, a little too much.
Like, he reminds me of my one ex, and it annoys me. Like, no, not, like, my ex was not nearly as hot. But, like...
Boom, roasted.
But, like, just, like, the, like, fluffy, like, bullshit. And I was like, did you read this on Instagram somewhere?
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, the vibe sometimes Kai gives me.
Okay, gotcha. A little bit of a poser.
But because Kai is so hot, it's fine.
It's, like, okay. We can Whereas pass.
My situation, I was like, I need to be far away from you.
You can't be ugly and trying to do this. We know how you feel about that.
Yeah.
We know how you feel about ugly people.
I'm a shallow human, what can I say? Like, I need to go out places and, like, have my person with me, and people are like, that's a handsome man, and I'm like, I know, right? Like, that's it. That's what has to happen. Because I'm shallow.
So next time you see Jamie out in public and she's with Ryan, make sure you tell her that he's a handsome man.
Right. I'll feel so good. I brought him to, like, a work function last weekend, and it did indeed happen.
Oh, really?
And, like, my one coworker was, like, she has, like, a gay daughter. And she was like, even my daughter was like, that's an objectively handsome man. And I was like, that just made my whole day. Thank you.
I love that for you.
Perfect. This just appeased all of my shallow instincts.
Yeah, there you go.
Whatever. Anyways, fine. So yeah, so Kai, I agree with you. He is a smooth talker. Just sometimes, because of, like, the poetic writing, I like it. But it's definitely, like, some of the poetic writing that Lauren Roberts has in general, to me, comes off, like, sometimes, like, a little much.
To me, it's, like, very Tumblr.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Which I...
Like, if I was 13 years old and reading this book, I'd be over the fucking moon. That's what
I'm saying. Like, this book, if you're, like, high school...
If you're,
like,
a preteen.
Yeah, but, like, but... I mean, it is a young adult, so I feel like that is her audience.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like now, because we're older a little bit, we kind of...
We're a little,
like,
more seasoned.
We're just, like, all right, like, a lot of fluff, like... You know, that was good for us when we were, like, you know, in, like, school and you believed all the bullshit lies. Then we've now become cynical. And it's like...
You're a cynical woman.
Your words mean nothing, you know? So, I do like it. I do eat it up. But there's, like, that, like, little, like, tweak that, like, yeah. I'm like, okay, enough. You know?
See, now that's how I feel a lot of times with the romance books. So, like, what you're describing is, like, usually how I feel.
I just think because it's exactly what you said, the poetic Tumblr writing is what's really getting me sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of an exact quote. I probably highlighted a few. I'll just, like, flip and see if I could find one just, like, off the...
It's like the Rupi Kaur, like, posts that you would see all over Tumblr, and people would be, like, fucking reposting and, like, adding, like, their own little shit to it.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna just flip
Not
and
that there's
see
anything
I...
wrong with Rupi, but, you know, I'm just saying.
Let's see if I highlighted... anything, like,
I mean, there
sappy.
Definitely, yeah, there definitely is a lot of lyrical writing. Sometimes it feels like she's trying too hard to get those lyrical writings in. And also, don't get me wrong, a bitch loves alliteration, but Lauren Roberts, everything she describes is an alliteration.
Yeah.
Right?
Which, again, like, I don't hate it to read it. It's just, like, it's not, like, Kai and Kate are never gonna top, like, Reese.
Yeah.
And, like, Zayden for me.
Yeah.
Because of that, probably. You know what I'm saying?
I think she plays a little bit too much on, like, Kai's, you know, quote-unquote the bad boy, but, like, he's so...
Yeah.
Soft. You know?
Correct.
Like, privately.
Yeah. And so I think...
Which takes away, like, his masculinity when he is, like, a badass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, towards, for example, starting book two,
you know, he's supposed to be, like, oh, this big bad guy. Big wolf's coming. But,
like
I'm,
is like, he?
I'm sitting there, and I'm like, eh. I know you ain't gonna do shit. You know what
okay,
I mean?
This is, like, a perfect example. Thank God. I knew I would scroll.
Scroll.
Flip, and I'd find it. She is a devil. She is a deity. She is a man's downfall in human form.
I also...
She is my downfall.
I also...
Which, I like it, but I was, like, very dramatic and lyrical.
Yeah.
Again, it's getting what you want, but it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Enough.
Let's ease up on the gas a little bit.
Yeah. So, I guess, speaking of Kai being a little softy, let's talk about the second ball in the gardens. And I really enjoyed this ball.
Yes.
I did. So...
Also, her dresses are top tier.
Top tier. We had the silver, the...
Now is...
Maroon.
Is like a red.
Maroon, yeah. Yeah, red, and then it's the black one.
Yeah.
Way to go, Adina. Love you,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, she killed it.
Okay, so the second ball's in the gardens. She's, I guess now, like, once they pick a partner, like, that's their partner for all the balls, mm-hmm. seemingly. So she's, like, dancing with Kit, whatever, but really this ball is, like, a her and Kai ball, which I love. So he, like... She turns around and, like, spills wine all over him. He's, like, pretty drunk.
Drunk, yeah.
She goes to, like, help him clean up, and he...
But the reason he's drunk...
Yes.
...is because she was dancing with Kit.
Yeah, so they're having, like, this, like, under this willow tree moment, which I'm, like, all about. Like, imagining, like...
The willow wisps.
Yeah, the twinkle lights, the ball, the flare, and, like, a willow tree. Very... That's the vibe I need in my life. So,
like, soft music in
yes,
the background.
Yeah, like, violins and shit.
Brickerton vibes.
Yeah, no, literally. So, they're just, like, flirting it up under the tree. He's, like, confessing, like, I'm drunk because you're with Kit. And they're just, like, it's sexually, like, charged.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, he's kind of being honest and, like, emotional with her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I'm, like, definitely Team Kai, I'm pretty sure. I like her and Kit, but, like, as friends. I don't feel, like, the sexual tension.
Well, now that we finished the book, I have a different view on Kit.
Mm.
Not... We'll talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, so I saved that because I'm curious what you want to say, but I don't want to give too much away.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, at this ball, I'm liking her and Kai, you know. She starts, like, dancing with him. She has a panic attack because he literally gives her a fucking panic attack.
Yeah, and her dress is so tight. So what does he do?
He just goes under the tree,
just
takes
like
it off.
Rips it off her. And she's like, can breathe again. And then she realizes that, like, he ripped her dress off, essentially.
Yeah. And then I think he, like, walks her back to her room. And it's, like, cute shit. Like, she's like, you're being a gentleman. And he's like, I could get used to it for you. You know, like, like, good vibes. Good vibes.
Yeah, and it gets... Well, that's the thing, right? Builds you up just to be torn down.
And also, yeah, like, for them, which I don't mind a slow burn for them, like, it's always, like, building, and then, like, they haven't even kissed yet.
I know.
Like, goddamn. Yeah. Like, even, like, a little, like, makeout would be...
They've never hugged.
Like, fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this would be crazy sex. Like, I don't know if we get that in these books, because I just don't know, like, the vibe. But, like, holy Jesus. Whatever. So then, the king fucks them all up, and he's like, you're all gonna battle each other at this fucking ball. Kai's hammered, and I was dying when she goes, like, looks over at him. So the girls were all, like, allowed to go change in their rooms and, like, brought back down to, like, put on a show for everyone, and they had, like, battles with each other. I was fucking cracking up when she looked over at Kai, and she said he was soaking wet because he took, like, water to try to sober up. I was like, again, he's a boy.
Can you, like, imagine him, like, in the corner, just, like, sopping wet, just trying to, like, get it together?
That's what
I would just be like...
I was giggling. Like, I literally was like, if that's, like, your crush in high school, you look over at them and you're like, damn, you fucking idiot. Like, you know, like, in an endearing way.
Yeah.
Like, she definitely looked over and was like, please don't fucking die because you're drunk, you know, like...
With his fucking 16-pack abs on display, just dripping wet t-shirt contest.
I mean, it's a vibe that I can take every single time.
This is true.
So then the next day is the next trial on the mountain. How do you feel about this trial?
Okay, so this was what was crazy.
Okay.
Right? So the king is like, LOL, you're all gonna fight each other. And then cuts off the fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before anything can, like, really, like, actually happen. So now they're all, like, pissed and they're angry and they want to fight.
Yep.
And then they get thrown into the second trial, and they have to work together.
Yes, they're
as
in, like,
teams.
Yeah.
And they have to climb a mountain. Okay, whatever. Like...
Which it was, like, and even literally, Kai and Peyton's chapters are, like, it's kind of boring. Like, they're climbing the mountain. So there's seven of them left, so there's, like, a team of four and a team of three. But I do enjoy the mind games the king plays, because then they get to the top of the mountain. They pretty much both teams get to the top at the same time, because it really isn't, like, that difficult. It just, like, sucks. And then there's, like, a flag, and he's like, LOL, fight each other, and one of you wins. Yeah. And I'm like, damn. So we had them fight, then work together, and then fight again.
Yeah, this guy's sick.
Which I enjoy.
And I feel like that's, like, what's very, like, Hunger Games-y-ish. Because it's, like, not only is, like, is it a physical thing, but, like, it's a mental thing.
I do agree, like, the three distinct trials, and I like how it's, like, Hunger Games-ish, but there's, like, twists and, like, different forms of challenges.
Yeah.
So I do enjoy overall.
I do think that this whole thing of, like, the trials being different this time around is definitely better for her writing, because, like, if they were just, like, in the bowl, just, like, fighting each other every time, like, that would be boring.
Yeah.
Like, and we're also out and seeing different parts of the world.
Route thing helps, like, plot-wise. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would agree with all that. So, basically, the trial, all that happens with this trial is they're all fighting. None of them really even think about the flag, because they're all, like, having their, like, revenge,
their vendettas are playing out.
And so Blair and Peyton are fighting, and then, Ace. She's gonna kill Ace, and that was the guy who, like, fucked with Kai's head with Jax.
Yeah.
And so Peyton's about to kill him, and she's like, this isn't my kill to take, it's, like, Kai's kind of deal.
Which
pussy cop out.
And also, like, you and Kai aren't anything, so, like, why are you, like, saving the kill for him? Like, oh, here, babe. Go at it. You
My
know what
thing
I mean?
Was just, like, I don't know if Peyton's ever killed someone before.
No,
like,
she didn't.
I'm not, right?
So that's, like, the whole thing.
So I also was like, girl, like, you're really just making an excuse, like, it's Kai's kill. I was like, I feel like you're just a pussy. You know, like.
Well, yeah, so that's why the end of the book is so, like, traumatizing for her.
Right. So, yeah, I just felt like that was, like, a little bit of a cop-out, but fine. And Kai, honestly, was pumped about it, so that's also fine. Yeah. And then Kai was, like, Peyton, like, no one's getting the flag, go get the flag. So then she wins, quote-unquote, the challenge, which.
Whatever.
Fine, whatever.
Honestly, I feel like the trials aren't really that integral to the story.
Correct.
It just gives the setting for them to be in forced proximity.
I know, and I would agree with that.
Which, great. Love that.
Yeah, I agree. And, like, this trial, like, the second one, underwhelming for me, which was fine. It was just, like, and honestly, Lauren Roberts doesn't put, like, a lot of focus on it either. Like, it was, like, two chapters. No. Okay, fine. Like, she keeps it moving.
Which I appreciate.
The king is, like, a little pissy, is starting to, like, be outward with Peyton, like, you're, like, scum. Like, I hate you. Also kind of telling Kai the same thing, like, you should be winning these trials, and you're not.
Yeah.
So that's the tension with the king and Peyton is building now.
Well, and then also, too, he, like, confronts her while she's with Kit.
Yeah, and he's like, Kit, go away. Kit's like, okay.
Yeah, like, her and Kit just walk down the hallway, and then here he comes. And, like, but Kit was sus. He was like,
Yeah.
And then that's when the king told Peyton, like, stay away from my sons, you scumbag.
Right, he's like, wow, both my sons like you, trash.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, so that's, like, starting to build, and now, although Peyton knows the information of how to get to the bowl, she still takes Kit to
loot. Yeah.
And I think that was a good moment. Like, he really was like, damn.
Yeah.
This is fucked up.
Showed him where she lived.
Yeah, in this pile of trash, like, literally.
A pile of garbage, yeah. Sleeping on the floor.
And I don't know if we've even mentioned it last episode or not. It's obviously relevant. Her friend Adina, who she lives with, she brought her to the castle to be her, like, seamstress.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we've mentioned it or not. It's, like, that's pretty much all that's going on with the two of them right now.
Yeah.
But she's, like, showing, like, Kit, like, where the two of them used to live.
Mm-hmm.
She's back in the castle right now, Adina.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And
Peyton
is, like, happy that, like, she's in the castle.
Yeah, because
she's like,
bad.
Oh, nothing's gonna happen to her, and she's safe, and.
Which, that's, like, an ignorant thought to me.
You're obviously the problem, Peyton. Like, you are the problem here in this book. Not like Rory and Gilmore Girls, like, Rory's the problem, like, not in, like, that sense, but, like, Peyton is a problem.
Like, she's, like, breaking the law.
Yeah.
And, like, the pro. Right.
Exactly. She's, like, the fruit fly to the king, and he's like, get this fucking thing out of here, you know?
Right.
So, bringing your most loved person into his vicinity,
But I also do get her her thought of, like...
Oh, in the moment, I probably would have done the same thing.
We've suffered our whole lives. Yeah. I left my friends to live on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a way to get them here...
Then great.
Also, like, Adina's helpless. Peyton helps, like, you know, protect her, whatever. So,
like, I kind of don't like that trope for her. I hate the trope.
Like, damsel in distress.
Yeah, I hate, I can't do anything for myself. Like, I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
And I feel like, so you know what's interesting that I'm thinking of now, too? It's like a Kit and Kai point. Whenever there's like a wholesome moment of quote-unquote, again, genuine feelings with Peyton and Kit, it's always followed up by a chapter with her and Kai, like, getting closer. So, like, the loot chapters with Kit and Peyton, I liked it a lot. Again, I think it was, like, honestly, even though she's deceiving him, in that moment, I feel like she wasn't. I think that was a genuinely good and strengthening chapter for them. But then that's followed right up with when Kai has a bad dream.
Yeah.
So it's, like, interesting how, you know, they're talking in the gardens, but now it's, like, the archery thing with, you know, Kai and Peyton. Like, it's just always, you'll get a little bit with Kit, and then the chapter with Kai, washes it out. It's interesting.
It's... Honestly, it's kind of not, I don't want to say it's overwhelming, but, like, I feel like that might be for a purpose.
I would think so. I mean, I just didn't realize that until, like...
That's a good point.
I was thinking, like, chronologically, and I was like, huh.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, again, Kit and Peyton, fine, that was a nice moment. But now Kai is having a bad dream about Peyton being dead, which she doesn't know.
So this was very reminiscent to Rhysand and Feyre.
Correct.
Which,
but I don't hate it.
I was like, eh.
But I liked it for them.
Whatever.
It was fine.
Yeah.
So he's, like, screaming. She hears him because he's across the hall. There's a hair in my mouth.
He's screaming.
Sorry, I had to, like, pause because I was, like, eating my own hair.
Yeah.
I know, it was not good. He's screaming. She runs across the hall. He's having a bad dream. He's not, like, using his powers, but he pretty much puts a knife to her throat because he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Which I was like, ooh. It's kind of hot.
Thank you.
Yeah. He ends up asking her to stay. She sleeps over. Like, I'm just wishing, like, I don't get how they still haven't kissed.
Yeah, and, like, they're also supposed to be, like, competitors, like, against each other.
Like, I'm wishing...
Not both of them can win, you know?
But they also don't have to die, which I guess is, it's what makes it better.
Yeah.
Like, but I was wishing, like, with, like, the scene in my head, personally, again, not young adult, so, like...
Yeah.
The way that this was done, totally fine. What I wish is that, like, the knife's to her throat, he, like, flipped her over, like, she's on, like, the bed, and he's holding a knife to her throat. He realizes it's her, throws the knife, start making out. Like, there, that would have been great. Like, the relief at seeing her alive. And then, you know, a quick little hookup type deal. And then you could still have the vulnerability.
Oh, and then, like, Kit interrupts them?
That would be great, too. But then you could still have the vulnerability of being like, hey, like, now do you also want to stay the night? And then she was like, yes. Like, you could still have the sweetness.
I'm gonna stay the night, even if it's wrong or right.
My dog is staring at her. She's like,
I don't even think those are lyrics. But
I mean, I liked it for this. It applied. So, I don't know.
I should try for American Idol. Fuck the podcast. I'm going on American Idol.
Let me know how that goes. So, that didn't happen. He has a knife to her throat. That he obviously gets rid of the knife to her throat.
Yeah.
He just asks her to stay. She does stay.
Which I didn't not like that. Like,
right.
I enjoyed that.
It was, yeah. But
it was
wish...
still, like, another case of blue balls, you know?
Such blue balls. And again, like,
even also, just... how are you sleeping next to this hot-ass man and, like, you're...
Not even a kiss. Not even a smoosh goodnight.
But, like, not even, like, I'm gonna rub your arm.
You know, she was, like, rubbing her, like...
But how could you just, like, not, like...
I think he was, like, rubbing her, like, waist, and I was like, girl, like, how are we...
Which I think is so interesting, because I feel like any other, like, writer would go into the details of how that makes the main character feel. So, like, I was expecting Peyton to be like, I have sex butterflies, and da-da-da, and she's kind of just, like, robotic. Like,
I think she's, like, literally so shook that
she's just in shock? Like, is that what it is?
She's like, oh, fuck. I guess.
Like, because we get, like, no intel.
Yeah, I'm like, girl, you like this or you don't? Whatever. I like it, I guess. I don't know.
Like, I feel like Kai is so much more upfront with his feelings, like, in his chapters, but Aiden's not.
He also, again, we know he's not a playboy, because, again, he definitely isn't, but it's, like, you're also wondering, like, as her, I'm sure, like, you're so upfront, like, is it all just, like, an act? Like, you're suave.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know, but, like...
But even from the reader's perspective, like, if you look at Peyton's chapters and then you look at Kai's chapters, I feel like Kai is so much more, like... She makes Kai so much more explicit in what he thinks and feels about Peyton. Not even if it's to her, like, his own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And Peyton's, like, she gives a little bit, but, like, it's not as much as Kai.
I think she doesn't know what the fuck she wants, this dumb bitch.
You think that's what it is?
I guess.
I think it would be crazy if she actually didn't like Kai, like, in the end.
Yeah, she's like, actually, I don't like either of you. Maybe yeah. She's gay, you know? Like, just something crazy.
Diversify it, you know? Come wow. on.
I would actually support it. I'd be like...
Yes.
Insane.
Imagine, like, her and Adina were actually lovers this whole time.
I would be like, holy fuck. I would be shocked, and I would be like, wow.
Yeah, but Adina gets her book, so we know that's not true, but...
Fair. All right, so...
Anyways.
Now the third trial is upon us, okay? Now this is... Same format again. We got a third ball before the trial.
Mm-hmm.
Third ball, back inside, whatever. Now this, we kind of get a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
In the rain, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course it's in the fucking rain.
It's just like...
They're like breathing each other's mouths.
Yeah, they're just like right here.
And they're like...
Remember that game you used to play when you were younger? And it's like, I'm not touching you. Yeah. I'm not touching you.
I was like, what kind of games did you play? I thought you were talking about like...
Oh.
I was like, wow.
No, I did not partake in any of those types of games.
I was like, you're literally, like, rimming, kissing.
Ew! No. So, anyways, that's what that reminded me of.
Okay, yeah. So, they...
Because they're just, like...
Yeah.
Like, just breathe, like you said, breathing in each other.
And then a guard interrupts them, annoyed. I would have killed him, actually, if I was either one of them.
Which, I'm surprised that, like, Kai is just kind of, like, whatever about it.
I would have literally just been, like, pause, and I would have made out with her anyway.
Which he kind of does. Like, he turns around and he's like, what do you want from me? And is, like, back, like, to her. And he's like, oh, can you request your presence?
I just think it's crazy. I don't think we've ever had a book so far in the podcast, and really that we've read, probably,
mm-hmm.
where there's been this much build-up to a fucking kiss. Like, usually it's to, like, the sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
I think fucking Peeta and Katniss have kissed by this point.
Right, and it wasn't Maybe even this not. Much tension. I don't even know, but it's just crazy.
I feel like that didn't happen until, like, Catching Fire.
I just think this one's interesting, because it is young adult, right? Like, they're not having sex, but, like, there's so much tension. So yeah. it's like, we're almost in, like, the middle of the realms, you know? Like, mm-hmm. you're still getting all that tension, but it's, like, for a fucking kiss. And she's I'm like, Jesus. Like,
I can imagine Lauren Roberts just sitting there, like, hee-hee-hee-hee. Not gonna happen.
Like, do you guys have blue balls like us? Like, are we just, like, sick bitches who are like, please, you
Maybe,
know?
Yeah, I don't know, but, like, not even a kiss? They've been through so much together already. Like,
they're, like, 18 years old. I mean...
Not even, like, a kiss thank you? Not even a kiss on the cheek?
Nothing. So, they're in the fucking rain. Of course they are.
But Kit kisses her on the cheek.
Well, I don't give a fuck about Kit. I don't feel the same, like, tension. You know what I'm saying? Like, I even, like, just, like, a full...
Whatever,
not
man.
Even a tongue kiss. Just a full
Not
kiss.
Even
like a full contact kiss between
just
the two of them.
A good smooch.
Would have been fine. And I'd have been like, at least it would have like, you know, lessened my like ah.
Well, how do you feel being that, you know, right down in this book and
Not even a kiss? I don't feel good about it. I'm not feeling fucking great.
And you know how we know about like book two.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, okay. So I think
definitely no kissing in that book.
No. So, okay. So they almost kiss. The king apparently sent his guy to be like, go get him, it's urgent. Literally gets Kai in the room and is like, stop trying to hang out with this fucking loser slut.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's what you wanted? Like, literally mm-hmm. lied. And I was like, that makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So they don't kiss. Tension, tension, tension. That's basically the main point of this ball. They don't fucking kiss.
It's literally page 350 out of 400 and they still haven't kissed.
I'm like, fuck. So now the third... trial is here. Now, this one's in the bowl.
Yes.
I like this one. It was, like, a maze. It was, very Goblet of Fire.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Oh, my God,
maze,
wait.
Maze, like, shifts and shit. Like, I was imagining Victor Crumb in the maze. Like, you know, when he, like, turned the corner.
Whenever anyone says his name, I think of him with, like, the fucking shark head. I'm like,
okay, have you seen that side note? Sorry to
Have you seen him now? Yes.
Ooh.
Different person.
Guys, if you have not seen Victor Krum in Current Times,
please look it up.
He could be Cassian.
Honestly, now that you say that...
Not a bad fan cast.
Yeah, not bad. Throwing it out there.
Anyways.
So
the third trial.
Yeah, third trial. So basically the king is like, ha ha ha, make it to the maze, make it through the maze, make it to the center. And there's going to be a person in the center. And this is a prisoner and they deserve to be killed and you have to kill them if you make it there first.
And if you do that, you win.
Yeah. And great, here we go, right? So they're fucking in the maze. They're going through, it's moving around because of the magic people are shifting it and whatever. And I thought it was interesting, the interaction between Kai and his cousin.
Andy?
Yeah.
I did too. So Andy's a shifter, she can, like, turn to animals.
And I think that it's just another, like, not a nail in the coffin, but, like, another way to show that, like, Kai really is not a bad person.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, like, so basically it says that, like, when Andy's in her, like, animal form for too long, she starts to lose, like, her humanity kind of thing.
Which I like that point.
Which, okay, makes sense. So you can tell this bitch has been in her animal form this whole time, and Kai's like, ah, fuck. So now he has to fight her, and, like, he doesn't really think she, like, notices him because...
Yeah, like, she's like trying said, to kill she, him.
Yeah. So that he ends up shifting into, like, a mountain lion or something, and it's, like, these two cats just going at it.
Which I like. I like this scene.
And then he asserts his dominance, and she, like, saunters off. Okay, whatever.
But he doesn't want to kill her.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And I think that just, like, goes to show again, you know, just, like, unbridled, like, love.
Well, he has his people
like,
he cares about.
Jax. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great, but, like... I kind of wish that, like, maybe he was, like, a little bit more, like, rough with her.
Yeah, I hear you're saying, like, more of the bad boy, because we see so much insight.
We see so much good in Kai, but he's supposed to be the bad guy. Give me some more bad.
I think that's because we have his chapter point of views.
Yeah, and I feel like maybe we were introduced to his
point of views
a little too early.
You said that last episode, too, and I agree.
Yeah, I think... But, you know, we haven't, like, read a book like this.
Right.
It's always, you know, we haven't gotten the male, like, lead's point of view until, like, later.
So
maybe
we're
just used to that.
Right. And that being said, I agree. I wish we got it later. But I also do love a dual point of view book.
Same.
So I'm also enjoying it as well.
Yeah.
Like, I agree. I wish that we felt, like, more of the bad boy energy from him. I think the reason we don't is because of his point of views. But that being said, I do like... this, like, literary choice, and I'm enjoying, like, having a fantasy series where you're getting that right off the bat.
Yeah, but it's almost a little too much.
Yeah, sometimes. I get what you're saying, but I do like it
like,
for this series.
Kai's chapter, I'm like, okay, how is he going to describe Peyton and her uncontrollable beauty? You know, like...
Right. Yeah.
Kind of leading into, like, the courtiness. Anyways, so, yeah, that's, like, pretty much the third trial. Lo and behold, Peyton gets to the center first, and guess who's the prisoner? Adina.
Yikes.
Plot twist. And now,
like, oof.
Now, I swear there really is only, like, 4 seconds that, like, this chapter takes place. Like, I can imagine it all happening in the span of, like, 4 seconds, actually.
Correct.
She, like, spots Adina, and she's like, what the fuck, why is Adina here? And she's like, how can Adina be a prisoner? And it's like, da-da-da-da-da-da, and then all of a sudden, fucking, what's her name? Blair?
It's Blair.
Blair comes out of nowhere with this giant branch and throws it right through her heart.
Dead. I was sad when she died.
That did not just happen.
The way it was described made me like, fuck. You know? Like,
yeah.
It was good. It was good writing.
Because she's literally running towards Adina as the branch comes, sticks her through the heart, and as she's falling, Peyton comes and like holds her and it's just like immediate.
Yeah.
Tears.
Fucked up. So here's my thing. Adina. Not, again, same
crazy
thing, side character, but, like, main side character.
Well, that's her main motivator.
Right, correct. So, like, I would have been down for Jax and Adina to die, but I digress. So, Adina's dead, so this is, like, and she blames the king, obviously. It's the king's plan.
He killed my father.
Right.
You know.
And so the king also knew that when Peyton got there, she was not going to kill her. So it was, like, him confirming that Kai would win kind of thing.
Exactly.
Even though Blair popped up, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, he knew that Peyton wasn't going to win.
Yeah. So...
So now...
They have, like, their little moment, Peyton and Adina. Like, yes. They speak, like, their few little words. And Adina's like, wear the jacket that I made you. And
fine.
Whatever. So cute. And then as all this is happening, mm-hmm. the fucking resistance is like, we are here!
Brutal. And, of course, they start using violence.
Mass chaos.
Because, of course, they use violence. Hello? Everyone knew this was gonna happen, except for Peyton's dumbass.
Peyton is beside herself.
Yes.
People are, like, moving around her, killing each other, and she's just there, like, just staring at Adina's dead corpse.
Right. So now there's just mass chaos. Peyton's like, I have to fucking go. She realizes she has to go get her vest from the castle, because she promised Adina.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
of
yeah.
course. Now she gets the vest. Oh, on the way out, she runs into the king.
Brutal. She's almost out of the city. Like, she almost makes it. And then all of a sudden, this fucking big brawny king just comes out of nowhere and is like, you shall not pass.
Literally. So now that's, like, they have a good fight scene.
They had a really good fight scene. And, you know, he's spewing, like, all this shit to her. Like, oh, like, you blame me for the death of your father? Who do you think I sent? And she was like, no, it was you. I remember seeing you. And he was like, think again. Think a little more. He's, like, taunting her. And now, guess who it was? Kai. It was Kai. Kai took down a grown-ass man when he was, like, what?
14?
Yeah.
Now, I thought it was interesting that was Kai's first kill. Interesting.
Yeah, that was, like, his first mission.
Now, here's a point that I thought of that I'm curious your thoughts on.
Mm, do it.
Okay, so the king and Kit look exactly alike. Like,
mm-hmm.
blonde hair, green eyes, why she, like, took so long to, like, warm up to Kit, whatever. Part of me wishes that it was, and I get it, Kai is, like, the morally gray, so his physical attributes match that. Dark hair, gray eyes, okay, yeah. fine. I kind of wish it was opposite. Because then that would have been, like...
Made more sense.
Like, seeing, oh my god, it was the blonde hair, green eyes, yeah. but it was
Kit.
Kai. Or whoever, yeah. you know what I'm saying? But yes, okay. like, I wish that he was the king's lookalike. Or even as a sidebar, just have the king have the dark hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I wish that, like, the king and the enforcer were the same as opposed to...
The king and the future king.
Correct, because that would have made more sense for, like, her, like, skewed memories.
Yeah.
Which,
it's interesting because I mean, I guess just, like, you know, if you really have such strong feelings, like, your brain will make you think things.
Correct. So I like that.
So, like, I can understand, like, she thinks it's the king all these years, but it's really not.
And in theory, like, metaphorically wise, it was the king. Like, Kai may have swung the blade,
yeah,
but
he sent the order. But also, too... I think it's interesting how, like, I feel like if Peyton had told Kai more, like, about her dad and, like, mm-hmm. how he ended up dying, like, how that would have changed the story.
Right, because he'd been like, oh, fuck.
Because he doesn't know, obviously.
Right.
Until
yeah.
they have their little show off. But, like...
Yeah.
So, yeah, long story short... Peyton and the king are verbally sparring and physically sparring, and Peyton gets the best of him and fucking spears him through the heart.
Amazing.
With her father's dagger.
Poetic.
Poet of justice, yeah. But!
But?
Who sees this happening? Kai.
Like, what a shit fire. Show. Yes. What a fucking shit show.
Ugh.
So now, this is interesting to me, because Kai feels mm-hmm. very strongly... And is upset. It all goes through his mind. Oh my god, she's an ordinary. She was
yeah,
in the resistance.
He pieced it all together.
Correct.
Yeah.
How could I be so dumb? All this stuff. Now, he also has strong feelings in the sense of he has resentment for his father, but it was also very much like, why won't my father love me? So
yeah.
he's upset his dad is dead.
Yeah, he has daddy issues.
It's complex.
Know? He talks a lot of shit about Kit. Needing to prove himself, like, and always wanting and willing to prove himself to their dad. But, Kai, you're doing the same thing.
I think he just wishes,
just in,
like,
a different way.
I think Kai just wishes that his proving himself didn't wreck his soul.
Yeah.
You know?
Didn't have to go with, like, killing people. Which,
yeah.
Valid.
So now it's, like, I feel like almost even more complex. Like, I think it's not just pure hatred, it's all these emotions of, like... Yeah, it's just fucking crazy.
Well, yeah, because then they start fighting, and then, you know, then Peyton is like, you're the one who actually killed my dad, you know, so now they're even, you know. Kai killed her dad, and she killed his dad.
Yeah.
It's like, where do we go from here?
I say, how do we recover from this?
Yeah, no. Like, how do you move on? So they, do they not end up together?
I don't know. So then it ends with him basically being ready to kill her, and he's like, next time, like, and he says he's a coward.
Yeah, he was like, wait till I, next time I see you, I'll have my courage or something.
So he lets her go.
Yeah.
He gives her, like, a head start. And then I thought that was very, like...
I was like, damn.
Yeah, I liked it.
I had no words. End of the book. Shocked. And then we get the fucking epilogue, and I'm like, I'm gonna slit my own throat.
Yes. End of the book was good. Like, yeah. Was solid. Emotionally, like gut-wrenching. Epilogue is actually Kit's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's a king. Now he loved his dad. So he's more than pissed.
He immortalized his father. And it's crazy now that Kit is on his, like, villain journey.
He is.
So there goes everything about being the better king, because I'm sure he's fucking...
He's pissed.
Yeah, so now he's gonna be just the same, if not worse, probably. And... That breaks my heart, because, like, Kit was pure, you know? Not, maybe not pure,
and it's
but,
almost
like,
she's the reason.
And she's the reason, you know? Boy gets his heart broken, and that's it. Origin story of the villain. However, I will say, I also do like this for Kit as well.
I do. And
like,
so,
I want him to go full force.
Agreed. And so, this book ends, and he tells Kai, bring me Peyton.
Yeah. Bring her to me. I think that's how the book ends, right?
Yeah. Fucking solid.
So good.
What an ending.
Yeah, it was great. The first book ended so good. I really was so happy.
So now do you get why part one, I was saying, like, you gotta just see how it ends.
Yeah.
So now at this point, we are on the same page. I don't really know where I think book two and three are going.
So, yeah. I don't know. I read, like, the first 8 chapters of book two, and I'm still confused. Yeah. Where, how this is gonna happen, so.
I think we'll get more of Ilya. I think, the scorches come into play.
Yeah.
You know, she's running from the law at this point.
Yeah, I think there's definitely gonna be, like, more, like, resistance information coming out.
Yeah.
Kind of like how, like, Divergent, they escape, and then, you know, they meet them in, like, the fucking woods or whatever they are.
So, yeah. I mean, I like this. I gave this book 3 stars, because I think, as we mentioned in part one, it was just, like, a standard book for me. When I was reading it, I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
I, like, would think about it and want to pick it back up, but I wasn't, like, reading at work and, like, not focusing because I was dying to know.
Exactly.
I just liked it.
Yeah, it was easy to pick up. It was easy to put down. I thoroughly enjoyed it when I was reading, but I also wasn't, like, oh, I am in a book hangover, you know?
Correct. Like, just a solid, good,
entertaining
book. Also, that being said... How I feel about this book also plays into my thoughts for the future 2 books, in the sense I'm not, like, theorizing what's going to happen, but I'm, like, excited to know.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just here for the ride for this
series. Yeah, we're here for the vibes.
Lighthearted,
but, like, I want to be crushed at the same time.
Yeah, which I think it is doing that.
I like, not putting my projections, like, onto the book.
Agreed.
Because then I won't be so upset if it doesn't happen that way.
Okay. So, I think we're just here for round 2, basically. So that's the end of Powerless. Our next episode next week is going to be on the novella of this series, which is Power...
Why'd you say it like that? Novella?
Novella? Novella.
A novella?
Novella. But I said novella.
You were like, novella.
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 Look how cute they are. My dogs are sleeping. If you can hear snoring, it's a dog. Look at her little tongue.
Yeah, that's actually hilarious.
She always sleeps with that. So, next week we'll be on the novella. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful. And we'll go into, like, what that is, why we're doing it next. We'll explain next episode. So we'll see you guys next week. Keeping the journey going.
Be there or be square. We're not talking about this. We're not talking about this. We're talking about this!
That was good. All right. Bye, guys.
Ciao.